they're getting the lag. Once the team sees that the lag measure is moving because of the efforts they have made on the leads, it has a dramatic effect on engagement because they know they are having a direct impact on the results. Number four, can I tell at a glance if I'm winning? It has to tell you immediately if you're winning or losing. If the team can't quickly determine if they are winning or losing by looking at the scoreboard, then it's not a game. It's just data. Check your next report, graph, scoreboard, scorecard before dismissing this as obvious. Glance at the spreadsheet that shows the weekly financial data. Can you instantly tell if you are winning or losing? Could other people? We call it the 5-second rule. If you can't tell within 5 seconds whether you're winning or losing, you haven't passed the test. Like disciplines 1 and 2, discipline 3 is not intuitive for leaders. You don't naturally create a player scoreboard. Your instincts will be to create a coach's scoreboard, a complex scoreboard with lots of data, analysis, projections designed for coaches, not the players. And you're not alone. We seldom find even a single scoreboard in most organizations that meet the 4 criteria we've just mentioned. In the end, it isn't actually the scoreboard that's compelling. Although teams enjoy creating their own scoreboards, what ultimately drives engagement is the game the scoreboard represents. You'll never hear a sports fan say, "Did you see that game last night? What an amazing scoreboard." The scoreboard was absolutely necessary, but it was the game that interested them. One of the most demoralizing aspects of life in the whirlwind is that you don't feel like you can win. If your team is operating exclusively in the whirlwind, they're giving everything they have just to sustain the day-to-day operation and survive. They're not playing to win. They're playing not to lose. And the result is a big difference in performance. But with 4DX, not only do you create a game for your team, you create a winnable game. The secret to that game being winnable is the relationship between the lead and lag measure that plays out on the scoreboard every day. In essence, you and your team make a bet that you can move the lead measures and that those lead measures will move the lag measures. When it starts to work, even people who have shown little interest become very engaged as the entire team starts to see that they are winning, often for the first time. Keep in mind that their engagement is not because the organization is winning or even that you as their leader are winning. It's because they are winning. Some years ago, a global manufacturer asked us to help them achieve a major WIG, which was to help their lowest performing plant come up to standard. The plant was said to be the oldest in the worst location and with the worst technology in the company. At the time, the performance standard was 87 daily units, and they were running at 74. Furthermore, in the history of the company, this factory had never met the standard. For us, it required all-day flights and an overnight drive deep into the Canadian rainforest just to get there. Everyone believed that achieving the lag measure 87 daily units wasn't hard, and they knew what to do to get there. The problem was, they didn't much care about getting there. It wasn't until the scoreboard went up that things changed radically. A shift would come in at night, compare their scoreboards with those of the shift who had been working all day, and get re-energized to go beyond whatever the previous shift had done. They knew they'd be playing hockey and drinking with the guys from the other shift on the weekends, and they wanted to be the shift with the bragging rights about the higher scores. This was a hockey-playing culture. For entertainment in the remote locale, there were 2 hockey rinks and not much else. 4DX leveraged their natural urge to compete. Within 3 months, there was a 20-point improvement. They went from 74 to 94 daily units, way above the goal and close to the industry standard. The player's scoreboard is a powerful device for changing human behavior anywhere, even deep in the woods. In section 2, we'll give you guidance on exactly how to create and maintain a compelling scoreboard. The 4 disciplines and team engagement. We'd like to be able to say that we understood the connection between the implementation of 4DX and team engagement all along, but we didn't. We learned it through experience. As we began to implement 4DX with teams around the world, we saw significant increases in morale and engagement, even though their WIGs weren't about morale and engagement. That outcome might not come as a surprise to you based on how we've described 4DX so far, but at the time, it did to us. Franklin Covey had built a world-class reputation for helping to increase the personal effectiveness of individuals and teams, and with it, their morale and engagement. 4DX was designed to occupy the other end of the Franklin Covey continuum, with an exclusive focus on business results. However, in our early implementations, the increase in engagement that we observed as teams began to feel that they were winning was not a subtle thing. It was palpable. In fact, we would have been blind to miss it. Our implementations usually involved several days of intense work with leaders and teams, and these teams included their share of naysayers and resistors. To our surprise, we would return 2 months later and find that the initial resistors, along with everyone else on the team, were excited to show us what they were accomplishing. Many believe that engagement drives results, and so do we. However, we now know and have witnessed consistently over the years that results drive engagement. This is particularly true when the team can see the direct impact their actions have had on the results. In our experience, nothing affects morale and engagement more powerfully than when a person feels he or she is winning. In many cases, winning is a more powerful driver of engagement than money, benefits package, working conditions, whether you have a best friend at work, or even whether you like your boss, all of which are typical measures of engagement. People will work for you for money, and they will quit you over money. But many teams are filled with people who are both well-paid and miserable in their jobs. In 1968, author Frederick Hertzberg published an article in the Harvard Business Review aptly titled, "One More Time, How Do You Motivate Employees?" In it, he emphasized the powerful connection between results and engagement. Quote, "People are most satisfied with their jobs and therefore most motivated when those jobs give them the opportunity to experience achievement." 43 years later, in another Harvard Business Review article, The Power of Small Wins, author Teresa Amabel and Steve Kramer emphasize the importance of achievement to team members. Quote, "The power of progress is fundamental to human nature, but few managers understand it or know how to leverage progress to boost motivation. We have learned that scoreboards can be a powerful way to engage employees. A motivating player's scoreboard not only drives results, but uses the visible power of progress to instill the mindset of winning. If you still have doubts about the impact of winning on team engagement, think of a time in your own career when you were most excited and engaged in what you were doing. A time when you couldn't wait to get out of bed in the morning. When you were consumed with what you were doing professionally. Now ask yourself this question. At that time, did I feel like I was winning? If you are like the vast majority of people, the answer will be yes. 4DX enables you to set up a winnable game. Discipline 1 narrows the focus to a wildly important goal and establishes a clear finish line. Discipline 2 creates lead measures that give your team leverage to achieve the goal. This is what makes it a game. The team is making a bet on their lead measures. But without Discipline 3, without a compelling player scoreboard, not only would the game be lost in the whirlwind, no one would care. A winning team doesn't need artificial morale boosting. All the psyching up and rah-rah exercises companies do to raise morale aren't nearly as effective in engaging people as the satisfaction that comes from executing with excellence a goal that really matters. Disciplines 1, 2, and 3 are powerful drivers of execution. And yet, they're really only the beginning of this story. The first three disciplines set up the game, but your team may still not be in the game, as you are about to learn. Discipline 4, creating a cadence of accountability. The fourth discipline is to create a cadence of accountability, a frequently recurring cycle of accounting for past performance and planning to move the score forward. Discipline 4 is where execution actually happens. As we've said, Discipline 1, 2, and 3 set up the game, but until you apply Discipline 4, your team isn't in the game. This is the discipline that brings the team members all together, and that is why it encompasses all the other disciplines. Many leaders define execution simply as the ability to set a goal and achieve it. After years of teaching these principles, we can tell you that this definition is insufficient. But as discussed above, what's difficult and rare is the ability to achieve a critical goal while living in the midst of a raging whirlwind. And it's even more difficult when achieving the goal requires changing the behavior of a lot of other people. Great teams operate with a high level of accountability. Without it, team members go off in all directions, with each doing what he or she thinks is most important. Under this approach, the whirlwind soon takes over. Disciplines 1, 2, and 3 bring focus, clarity, and engagement, which are powerful and necessary elements for success. But with Discipline 4, you and your team ensure that the goal is achieved no matter what is happening around you. In most organizations, accountability means the annual performance review, hardly an engaging experience whether you are giving or receiving the review. It can also mean being called on the carpet for something you failed to accomplish. On the other hand, in a 4DX organization, accountability means making personal commitments to the entire team to move the scores forward and then following through in a disciplined way. The WIG session. In Discipline 4, your team meets at least weekly in a WIG session. This meeting, which lasts no longer than 20 to 30 minutes, has a set agenda, goes quickly, establishing your weekly rhythm of accountability for driving progress towards the WIG. The discipline literally makes the difference between successful and failed execution. In May 1996, noted author John Krakauer tried climbing Mount Everest with a group of paying climbers. As they encountered obstacles such as blizzards, 62-mile-an-hour winds, high-altitude sickness, the group began to fall apart. Some of the more headstrong climbers decided to try for the summit themselves and struck out on their own. Team discipline was abandoned. They all had the same goal, but the loss of discipline and sense of accountability for each other in an extremely unforgiving environment turned out to be lethal. The result? 8 people died. 5 years later, another group set out to climb Mount Everest. Their goal was to help a blind climber, Eric Weinmeier, reach the summit. The team carefully planned the route, just as Krakauer's group had done. A big difference, however, was that at the end of each day, Weinmeier's group huddled together in what they called a tent meeting to talk over what they had accomplished and what they had learned, which would help them to plan and make adjustments for the next day. Faster climbers on the team cleared the path, fixed ropes, and then worked their way back to meet Eric along the trail. Eric said, "Our team stuck together and took care of each other, which gave me just enough courage to finish." At one critical point, it took 13 hours for their blind leader to cross the aluminum extension ladders that spanned the bottomless crevasse of the extremely dangerous Khumbu Icefall. The team knew that on summit day, they would have to get across in 2 hours. In nightly tent meetings, a form of a WIG session, they shared lessons learned and committed to the next day's strategy. It took days and days of practice and night after night of tent meetings. The result? On summit day, they actually passed sighted teams as they worked to get the entire team to the other side of the ice fall in record time. This cadence of accountability was the key to successful execution of the goal. On May 25th, 2001, Eric Weinmeier became the first blind person to stand on the summit of Mount Everest. His team's other remarkable first, the greatest number of people from one team to reach the top of Everest in a single day. 18 in all. In the end, Eric and almost everyone on his team reached the highest peak on the planet and returned safely. The focus of the WIG session is simple: to hold each other accountable for taking the actions that will move the lead measure, resulting in the achievement of the WIG despite the whirlwind. Easy to say, but hard to do. To ensure that this focus is achieved every week, 2 rules of WIG sessions must absolutely be followed. First, the WIG session should be held on the same day at the same time every week. The consistency is critical. Without it, your team will never be able to establish a sustained rhythm of performance. Missing even a single week causes you to lose valuable momentum, and this momentum impacts the results. This means that the WIG session is sacred. It takes place every week, even if the leader can't attend and has to delegate the role of leading it. It is truly amazing what you can accomplish by the simple discipline of meeting around a goal on a weekly basis over an extended period of time. There's nothing quite like it. Frankly, we are dumbfounded that this discipline isn't practiced more frequently. We've asked hundreds of thousands of employees in various industries around the globe to respond to the statement, quote, "I met at least monthly with my manager to discuss progress on goals." To our surprise, only 34% can respond positively to this statement, even when the review is only once a month, let alone weekly, which is the best practice for high-performing teams. It's no wonder that high accountability is absent in so many organizations. What is so special about holding a WIG session each week, you may ask? We have found that for most organizational units, the week embodies a perfect slice of life. It's a short enough period of time to keep people focused and remain highly relevant, but long enough to allow for commitments made in these meetings to actually get done. In many operating environments, weeks represent a natural rhythm of organizational life. We think in weeks. We talk in weeks. They have a beginning and an end. They are a staple of the human condition and make for a perfect cadence of accountability. The second rule, the whirlwind is never allowed into a WIG session, no matter how urgent an issue may seem. Discussion in the WIG session is limited solely to actions and results that move the scoreboard. If you need to discuss other things, hold a staff meeting after the WIG session, but keep the WIG session separate. This high level of focus makes the WIG session not only fast, but extremely effective at producing the results you want. It also reaffirms the importance of the WIG to every team member. It sends a clear message that, as it relates to achieving the WIG, no success in the whirlwind can compensate for a failure to keep the commitments made in last week's WIG session. Many of our client organizations do exactly this. They hold a WIG session for 20 to 30 minutes and then hold the staff meeting right after, during which they can discuss the whirlwind issues. Keeping your WIG session to 20 to 30 minutes is a standard to strive for. When you first start holding WIG sessions, they may take a little more time. But ultimately, as you increasingly focus your time and attention on moving the scoreboard and nothing more, your sessions will become increasingly effective and efficient. We also recognize that depending upon the particular function or nature of your team, they may take a bit more time. But even then, any team in any function can learn to conduct fast, efficient sessions centered on the wildly important goal in place of protracted meetings covering everything under the sun. Often, to keep WIG sessions fast and focused, you may need to schedule other meetings to resolve issues that grow out of the WIG session. For example, you might say, Bill, you bring up an important problem and that has to be resolved this week. Why don't we set up another meeting this Thursday to do a deep dive on this problem to see if we can solve it, and then continue with the WIG session. WIG sessions might vary in content, but the agenda is always the same. Here's the three-part agenda for a WIG session, along with the kind of language you should be hearing in these sessions. 1. Account. Report on commitments. I committed to make personal calls to 3 customers who gave us low scores. I did, and here's what I learned. Or, I committed to book at least 3 prospects for a site visit and ended up getting 4. Or, I met with our VP but wasn't able to get the approval we wanted. Here's why. 2. Review the scoreboard. Learn from success and failures. Our lag measure is green, but we've got a challenge with one of our lead measures that just fell to yellow. Here's what happened. Or, we're trending up on our lead measure, but our lag measure isn't moving yet. We've agreed as a team to double our efforts this week to get that score moving. Or, although we're tracking towards achieving our WIG, we implemented a great suggestion from a customer this week that improved our lead measure score even further. And finally, 3, plan. Clear the path and make new commitments. I can clear your path on that problem. I know someone who... Or, I'll make sure the inventory issue impacting our lead measure is resolved by next week, no matter what I have to do. Or, I'll meet with Bob on our numbers and come back next week with at least 3 ideas on helping us improve. Staying focused in spite of the whirlwind. In a WIG session, you and every member of your team are accountable for moving the metrics on the scoreboard. You accomplish this by committing each week in the WIG session to 1 or 2 specific actions that will directly affect your lead measures, and then reporting to each other in the next week's WIG session on your results. To prepare for the meeting, every team member thinks about the same question. What are the 1 or 2 most important things I can do this week to impact the lead measures? We need to be very clear here. The team members are not asking themselves, what's the most important thing I can do this week? That question is so broad that it will almost always take their focus back to something in the whirlwind. Instead, they are asking a much more specific question. What can I do this week to impact the lead measures? This focus on impacting the lead measure each week is critical because the lead measures are the team's leverage for achieving the WIG. The commitments represent the things that must happen beyond the day-to-day to move the lead measures. This is why so much emphasis is placed in Discipline 2, on ensuring that the lead measures are influenceable, so that the team member can actually move them through their performance each week. Simply put, the keeping of weekly commitments drives the lead measures, and the lead measures drive achievement of the WIG. Let's take the example of Susan, a nurse manager, whose lead measure is to reduce the time it takes to administer pain medication to patients. Susan can see from the scoreboard that two of her teams, 7th floor day shift and 8th floor intensive care, are lagging behind the others. She knows that the 7th floor team has a new supervisor who is still learning the pain management procedures. She also knows that the 8th floor team is understaffed, so Susan's commitments to move the lead measures for the week might be to review the pain management procedures with the 7th floor team and to fill the open position on the 8th floor team. Now, let's take the example of Tom, a member of a sales team whose lead measure is to get out 2 new proposals each week. Tom knows that his list of prospects is running low, so for this week, his commitment might be to acquire names and contact information for 10 additional prospects, ensuring he has enough to successfully move 2 of them to the proposal stage. In these 2 examples, both leaders and team members make weekly commitments. The nature of the commitments might change every week because the business, along with the performance of the team, is always changing. Only the process is consistent. Realize these weekly commitments are often not urgent or necessarily even new. They are often the things the team should be doing naturally. But the reality is that these are the actions the whirlwind devours first. Without the steady rhythm of accountability in Discipline 4, there will always be things the team members know they should do, but never actually do with real consistency. Create a cadence. MyCare, which produces the coal that fuels many of Mexico's power plants, is one of the largest private enterprises in Mexico. 4DX permeates everything at MyCare. Monday morning WIG sessions take place in every department of this vast company. The meetings are connected by video phone to remote locations so that everyone will be on the same page at the same time. Every manager's results are visible on the screen for all to see. Each group, production, delivery, human resources, finance, operations, and so forth, has scoreboards that are posted around the company and kept continually updated. Everyone in the company, engineers, miners, even maintenance workers, can recite their team WIGs to you. When touring MyCare, we were reminded of this observation by Jack Welch, the legendary leader of GE. Quote, "Goals cannot sound noble but vague. Targets cannot be so blurry they can't be hit. Your direction has to be so vivid that if you randomly woke one of your employees in the middle of the night and asked him, 'Where are we going?' he could still answer in a half-asleep stupor." Close quote. This is the level of strategic clarity and commitment evident throughout MyCare. What is the 4DX operating system meant to the achievement of MyCare's WIGs? Well, over a 7-year period, lost time accidents dropped from nearly 700 per year to fewer than 60. Water consumed in processing coal, a major environmental concern, dropped by 2/3. Annual rehabilitation of mined-out properties rose from 6 hectares to more than 200. Suspended particles in the air around the mines dropped from 346 units per cubic meter to 84. Metric tons of coal produced per worker grew from 6,000 to 10,000 per year. In summary, and according to MyCare's CEO, 4DX has produced dramatic, hard business results for MyCare and enabled major improvements to safety and the environment as well. MyCare credits concentrated attention to the cadence of accountability as the major factor in their success. The regular WIG session, as simple in concept as it is, keeps bringing the whole organization's focus back to what matters most. Remember that the WIG session should move at a fast pace. Each person simply addresses the three cadence items described earlier. It doesn't require a lot of talking. One of our largest clients is fond of saying, the more they talk, the less they did. The WIG session also gives the team the chance to process what they've learned about what does and what doesn't work. If the lead measures aren't moving the lag, the team brings creative thinking to the table, suggesting new hypotheses to try. If people are running into obstacles, keeping their commitments, team members can commit to clear the path for each other. What might be tough for a frontline worker to achieve might take just a stroke of a pen for the team leader. In fact, as the leader, you should often ask each team member, what can I do this week to clear the path for you? It's also important to note that unless you're a frontline person, you'll likely be in two WIG sessions every week, one led by your boss and one that you lead with your team. For now, let's apply Discipline 4 to the example of Younger Brothers Construction that we discussed earlier. Remember that the WIG for Younger Brothers was to reduce safety incidents by 57 to 12 by December 31st, and their lead measure was compliance to six safety standards they believed would eliminate the vast majority of accidents. Imagine that you're a project manager at Younger Brothers responsible for a number of crews. In the WIG session with your boss, you would do these three things. First, report on last week's commitment. Last week, I committed to order new braces for the scaffolds so that the conditions for my crews were up to code, and I completed that. Two, review the scoreboard. My lag measure for safety incidents is currently averaging 5 per month, slightly above where we should be for this quarter. My lead measure for compliance to safety standards is green at 91%, but crews 9, 11, and 13 are hurting the score because they aren't consistently wearing their safety glasses. Three, make commitments for the coming week. This week, I will meet with the supervisors of crews 9, 11, and 13, review their safety records, and ensure that they have enough safety glasses for everyone. Each commitment must meet two standards. First, the commitment must represent a specific deliverable. For example, a commitment to focus on or work on crews 9, 11, and 13 is too vague. Because this type of commitment doesn't make you accountable for a specific result, it usually gets lost in the whirlwind. Second, the commitment must influence the lead measure. If the commitment doesn't directly target the lead measure, it won't advance the team towards achieving the WIG. As you begin to understand the WIG session, you'll also see more clearly the importance of the two characteristics of lead measures we discussed in Discipline 2. If the lead measures are influenceable, they can be moved by the weekly commitments. If they are predictive, then moving them will lead to the achievement of the WIG. The WIG session is like an ongoing science experiment. Team members bring their best thinking as to how to influence the scoreboard. They commit to try new ideas, test hypotheses, and bring back the results. For example, at the Minnesota Cystic Fibrosis Center at the University of Minnesota Medical Center Fairview, staff doctors hold a weekly meeting to review lung function among their vulnerable patients, most of them infants and small children. Cystic fibrosis gradually reduces the victim's ability to breathe, so the WIG for this world-class treatment center is 100% lung function for all of their patients. They're not satisfied with 80% of normal or even 90% as a lag measure. In these weekly meetings, the doctors review what they've observed that week about improving lung function, and they make commitments to follow up. For example, because body weight might be a lead measure in lung health, doctors carefully monitor it and give some infants supplemental feedings. They conduct experiments with mist tents and massage vents and other ways to clear lungs. Then they report back to the team on the outcomes. Each week they learn more and share their learnings. Few people hold themselves as rigorously accountable for a WIG as the Fairview team does, and the results show the value of their cadence of accountability. They haven't lost a patient to cystic fibrosis in many years. While the leader of the WIG session is responsible for ensuring the quality of the commitments, it's critical that the commitments come from the participant. We cannot emphasize this strongly enough. If you simply tell your team what to do, they will learn little. But when they're able to consistently tell you what's needed to achieve the WIG, they will have learned a lot about execution, and so will you. Having team members generate their own commitments may seem counterintuitive, especially when you can see so clearly what should be done and when your team members may even expect or want you to just tell them what to do. However, what you ultimately want is for each member of your team to take personal ownership of the commitments they make. As a leader, you may still coach people who are struggling to make high-impact commitments, but you want to ensure that in the end, the ideas are theirs, not yours. The black and the gray. Finally, the WIG session saves your wildly important goals from being engulfed in the whirlwind. Picture in your mind the calendar of a typical week where almost all of the hours of that week are colored in gray, with the exception of 4 hours dispersed across the week that are colored in black. The black blocks represent your WIG commitments, and the gray blocks, the majority of the week, represents your whirlwind. This simple visual is ideal for showing what the balance of time and energy invested in execution looks like. When we introduce Discipline 4 in our process, some leaders mistakenly picture a week that is mostly black, meaning that the commitments are the predominant focus of the week. This seldom represents reality. The vast majority of your energy will be spent managing your day-to-day priorities, as it should be. But the critical value of the four disciplines is ensuring that the black, your investment over and above your day job, stays consistently focused on your WIG. Think about what would happen if you pulled one of those black blocks out of your week. Would it remain empty? Think about the last time you were relieved to learn that a meeting had been canceled, freeing an hour in your schedule. How long was it before 3 other meetings and 5 urgent requests were all competing for that one open spot? How long would it be before the whirlwind devoured that open time, turning it gray? When we ask this question in our sessions, every leader knows the answer immediately. The gray doesn't want the black in your week. In other words, the whirlwind will consume every moment of time and every ounce of energy it can. Parkinson's law states, work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. And nowhere is this principle of expansion and consumption of time and energy more true than in the whirlwind. Execution on your WIG is all about driving the black into the gray, no matter what it takes. Now think of this visual as representing the combined energy of a week from your entire team, not just you. In this context, the black represents the energy of every member of your team as they keep their commitments every week. This is the kind of focused energy that produces results. If you keep the cadence of accountability week after week, your team unleashes this focused energy against the lead measures that have a direct effect on the WIG. The weekly discipline also has a real effect on morale. Think about the last time you had an all-gray week, a week of long hours consumed by the endless crises of the whirlwind. The worst part of it was the sickening feeling in the pit of your stomach that despite killing yourself all week, you didn't really accomplish anything. If your all-gray week becomes a regular experience, you'll feel the life draining out of you as a leader. Even worse, you'll see the same feeling reflected in the engagement and performance of your team. The WIG sessions are the antidote to an all-gray week. When the discipline of holding a WIG session is sustained, when you and your team force the black into the gray every week, not only will you make consistent progress towards your goal, you'll also begin to feel that you, rather than the whirlwind, are in charge. WIG sessions and engagement. Mark McChesney, my older brother, wanted only one thing growing up, to design cars. Our parents still have elementary school homework assignments with beautifully drawn cars in the margin of the paper. Mark worked very hard to achieve his dream and eventually was hired as a designer for one of the big 3 automakers in the United States. Almost all of the designers on Mark's team had the same dream, a dream that they are now living by spending every day doing the one thing they wanted to do more than anything in the world, designing cars. You would think that their level of engagement would be off the charts. However, here's the fascinating part of this story. The design department has the lowest engagement scores of any team within that giant organization. That's right. People who are doing the one thing they always wanted to do have the lowest scores. How can people who have made a career doing what they love have low engagement? In his book, Three Signs of a Miserable Job, Patrick Lencioni describes brilliantly three reasons individuals disengage from work. One, anonymity. They feel their leaders don't know or care what they are doing. Two, irrelevance. They don't understand how their job makes a difference. And three, immeasurement. They cannot measure or assess for themselves the contributions they are making. All three of Lencioni's signs are present in the automotive design department. First, the designer's original work has changed so much by the time it actually becomes a product that the originator is often forgotten. Anonymity. Second, the product is released years after the designer's work on it, so they may not be able to see their contribution in the final product. Irrelevance. And third, evaluations of performance are extremely subjective. Immeasurement. Lencioni's three signs not only explain what's happening in the design department, as well as many other jobs, but also describe life in the whirlwind perfectly. What we have called an all-gray week. The good news is that discipline four, if done right, is the cure for all three. On a team that keeps the cadence of a WIG session, the individual members are not anonymous. On the contrary, they're in the spotlight at least once a week. They're not irrelevant because they can see exactly how their commitments are moving the lead measures that drive the wildly important goal, and they are definitely not suffering from immeasurement. They have a clear and public scoreboard that is updated weekly to reflect performance. The full impact of a WIG session won't be felt right away. It often takes 3 to 4 weeks before a team establishes an effective rhythm in which they learn to stay focused on the WIG and avoid talking about the whirlwind. But soon, the meeting begins to feel more productive, and after a few more weeks, something important starts to happen. The lead measures actually begin to move the lag measures, and the team starts to feel that they are winning. A different kind of accountability. Our online system for running WIG sessions, called my4dx.com, has captured millions of commitments from teams all over the world. More than 75% of those commitments are actually kept, despite the whirlwind. This real-world data shows that WIG sessions create real accountability and follow-through. However, it's the particular kind of accountability created in a WIG session that we want you to understand. Often the word accountability has a strong negative connotation. If your boss says, "Come see me in an hour. We need to have an accountability session," you can be fairly certain it's not a good thing. However, the accountability created in a WIG session is very different. It's not organizational, it's personal. Instead of accountability to a broad outcome you can't completely influence, it's accountability to a weekly commitment that you yourself made and that is within your power to keep. And one by one, you report your results, not only to the boss, but to each other. The question you ultimately answer in a WIG session is, did we do what we committed to each other we would do? When the answer is yes, when members of a team see their peers consistently following through on the commitments they make, they grow in respect for each other. They learn that the people they work with can be trusted to follow through. When this happens, performance improves dramatically. Take the experience of Nameco, a leading company in engineered polymer foam extrusions. In short, they make amazing things out of colored foam, from high-tech insulation to swimming pool toys. As one of three Nameco manufacturing plants, Tarboro in North Carolina was a good plant. They were beating budget on all fronts, costs, profitability, and safety. But they did not yet feel that it was a great plant, because although they were improving, they were not producing breakthrough results. The plant's organizational structure was traditional, and despite an open and friendly environment, people still depended on the plant manager to supervise, monitor, make all the decisions, and essentially ensure everyone in the plant was doing what they were supposed to be doing. 4DX brought the breakthrough they were looking for. In 18 months after adopting 4DX, Tarboro plant cut more than $1 million in costs out of the production line, came in more than 30% below budget for the fiscal year, experienced no lost time accidents and only one recordable accident, beat projected budget for the following fiscal year in the first quarter. Of the 4DX, the plant manager concluded, quote, It is simply a strong tool to ensure success in any type of initiative an organization chooses to bring on board. Whether it's Six Sigma, Lean Manufacturing, or self-directed work teams, 4DX will get you the results you are desiring to achieve. Close quote. The key to the shift was in the WIG session. At Tarboro, every team held WIG sessions weekly. All employees reported on how they were moving the needle, changing the score, and achieving the WIG. Each week, they came up with new ideas to keep the scoreboard green. The WIG session kept them focused on achieving the wildly important goal. But more than that, the session enabled them to think together, make decisions together, help one another, and celebrate their wins. As a result, the Tarboro plant created a culture of high-engaged employees who held themselves and each other accountable for results. Julian Young, president of Nomeco during the 4DX implementation, summarized the impact of WIG sessions in this way. Quote, "The WIG sessions have a lot more energy than your traditional old-fashioned manufacturing meetings. They have improved productivity substantially at each of our locations and have made accountability incredibly simple." Close quote. Over the years, we've observed thousands of WIG sessions like those at the Tarboro plant, and this experience has made one thing clear. The accountability to their peers that is created in the WIG session is an even greater motivator of performance for most individuals than accountability to their boss. In the end, people will work hard to avoid disappointing their boss, but they will do almost anything to avoid disappointing their teammates. However, to reach this level, you still need to understand one additional point. We've said that the first three disciplines set up the game, but until you apply discipline four, your team isn't in the game. But now we want to say it even more clearly. The level of importance you place on the WIG session will directly determine the results your team produces. Based on your consistency, your focus, and your own modeling of making commitments and following through, you will establish the WIG session as either a high-stakes game or a low-stakes game in the minds of your team. Think of this point applied to a game played in the preseason versus the playoffs. In the preseason, you'd like to win, but lose in the playoffs and your team goes home. Which type of game drives the highest level of play? Simply put, if the game doesn't really matter, why should your team care? This is why real accountability inspires the team to engage at the highest level of play. Creating an innovative culture. Some people don't like the fact that WIG sessions are so structured. Actually, when done right, WIG sessions are also highly creative. Structure and creativity together produce engagement. An eminent brain scientist, Dr. Edward Howell, has discovered the most motivating situations, he says, are those that are highly structured and full of novelty and stimulation. The cadence of accountability can release the creativity of the team. When you think of a team that has a culture of discipline and execution, you don't expect to hear that they are also creative and innovative. However, we've regularly seen all of these characteristics in a team that's applying 4DX well. The WIG session encourages experimentation with fresh ideas. It engages everyone in problem solving and promotes shared learning. It's a forum for innovative insights as to how to move the lead measures. And because so much is at stake, it brings out the best thinking from every member of the team. Town Park is a great example. The largest provider of valet parking services for high-end hotels and hospitals, Town Park has always been extremely well-run. When Gaylord Entertainment, one of Town Park's largest customers, had great success as an early adopter of 4DX, the leaders at Town Park became interested as well. Town Park was already measuring virtually every aspect of its business. Did attendants open the door for you and your guests when you arrived? Did they use the proper hotel greeting? Did they offer you a bottle of water? Their execs could tell you all of this, as they were literally measuring everything they thought mattered to their customers. Still, they decided to apply 4DX to the wildly important goal of the company, increasing customer satisfaction, to see if they could improve it even more. While developing lead measures in Discipline 2, they realized that one thing they weren't measuring might actually be their point of highest leverage in pleasing the customer: how long it takes the customer to get his or her car back. So they chose reducing retrieval time as their most predictive lead measure for further improving customer satisfaction. Although they had always known this was an important aspect of the business, they'd never measured it because it isn't an easy measure to get, even for a company that believes in measurements. They knew that collecting retrieval time would require them to clock when the customer called for the car and when the valet arrived with the car. The elapsed time between the two points, the retrieval time, would then need to be consistently captured for all teams in all locations. You can imagine how difficult it would be to gather this data in the whirlwind of incoming and outgoing cars. So difficult that some argued it couldn't be done. However, because they were committed to the WIG of unparalleled customer satisfaction, and because they believed retrieval time was the most predictive and influenceable measure for achieving it, they committed to tracking it. Like all great leadership teams, once the decision was made, they found a way. Initially, they wondered if retrieval time was really influenceable because all of the external factors that impact it, such as the location of the parking area and the distance to the car. Despite these worries, they were able to reduce retrieval time dramatically. How? The teams figured it out because they were highly engaged in the game. Once the lead measures went up on the scoreboard, the valets began finding new ways to win. For example, they started advising arriving guests to call before checking out so their car would be waiting for them. Whenever the guest called in advance, the valet knew the retrieval time would be zero. The valets also began to ask what day guests planned on checking out. If it was later in the week, they would park the car in the back of the lot. As the day of departure drew closer, they would move the car forward so that retrieval time would be reduced. These and a host of other innovations not only reduced the lead measure of retrieval time, but immediately raised the lag measure of customer satisfaction. Town Park was winning. But without the team's engagement in the game, these ideas might never have surfaced, let alone been implemented. However, a Town Park team in Miami, Florida, faced an obstacle that seemed insurmountable. A 4-foot-high concrete wall ran down the middle of the parking garage, forcing the valets to drive around it to retrieve every car. After several months of trying to compensate for the wall, a literal breakthrough came during the WIG session. James McNeil, one of the assistant account managers, committed to his team that the wall was coming out. He obtained clearance from the hotel's engineers, who confirmed that the wall was not load-bearing, borrowed a concrete saw, recruited several other supervisors to help, and starting early the following Saturday morning, they cut and hauled out several tons of concrete. By the end of the day, the wall was gone. If you're a leader, you should be fascinated by this story. If Town Park executives had ordered the team to do something as far outside their normal responsibilities as removing a concrete wall, what do you think the team's reaction would have been? At best, resistance, at worst, mutiny, even from a good team. But because the lead measure had become a high-stakes game, one that the players didn't want to lose, the effect was the opposite. Taking out the wall was their idea. And their desire to win was so strong, you couldn't have kept them from doing it. Necessity really is the mother of invention. Once they made retrieval time a high-stakes game, the creativity and the innovation followed. What's critical to understand is that this level of engagement seldom, if ever, comes from a command and control approach. That is, one that relies exclusively on formal authority of the leader. Authority alone, at best, yields only compliance from a team. By contrast, 4DX produces results not from the exercise of authority, but from the fundamental desire of each team member to feel significant, to do work that matters, and ultimately, to win. That kind of engagement yields true commitment, the kind of commitment that led a Town Park team to tear down a wall. And it's only that kind of commitment that produces extraordinary results. In Section 2, we'll give you precise guidance on how to achieve that kind of commitment through the cadence of accountability. The power of 4DX. Now that we've examined each of the four disciplines of execution, we hope you sense their power to transform your culture and your business results. When we introduce leaders to 4DX, they often believe they are already doing most of what we teach, After all, goals, measures, scoreboards, and meetings are familiar topics. But once 4DX is implemented, these same leaders report in their teams a dramatic paradigm shift that produces predictable results, often for the first time. If you contrast 4DX with the familiar practices of annual planning, you can see how different this paradigm is from the typical mindset of goals. The annual goal-setting process usually begins with the creation of a master plan for the year, focused on a large number of objectives. Then each objective is broken down into many projects, milestones, tasks, subtasks that might be accomplished over the coming months for the plan to succeed. The deeper the planning process goes, the more complex the plan becomes. Despite the growing complexity, the leaders may feel symptoms of what we call the planning high. It's that powerful feeling they get as they say, "This could really work." Finally, they create a set of colorful PowerPoint slides to explain the plan and then deliver a convincing formal presentation. Sound familiar so far? If so, there's only one step left after the plan is presented. Watching it slowly fall into obscurity as the changing needs of the business, none of which were accounted for, make the plan less and less relevant. Now, in contrast, think back to your experience of Younger Brothers Construction and their wig of reducing accidents. No matter how detailed or strategically brilliant their annual plan might have been, it could never have foreseen that in week 32, a leader would need to meet with crews 9, 11, and 13 to focus on safety glasses. In other words, the very information needed to drive the highest level of results that week would not be in the plan, and it never is. However, in Discipline 4, the team plans weekly against their lead measure, in essence creating a just-in-time plan based on commitments that they could not have imagined at the beginning of the month, let alone the beginning of the year. The constant weekly energy applied against lead measures creates a unique form of accountability that connects the team directly to the goal again and again. If Younger Brothers had attacked the WIG without the lead measures of safety compliance, they would still have been able to make weekly commitments, but against a less specific target. Can you imagine each team member making a commitment to reduce the accidents this week? It would seem so broad as to be overwhelming to them, like trying to boil the ocean. Even worse, imagine the perspective of the leaders. Can you hear them saying in their frustration, "These are all adults who've been working construction for years. If they don't care about their own safety, what am I supposed to do about it?" Once people give up on a goal that looks unachievable, no matter how strategic it might be, there's only one place to go. Back to the whirlwind. After all, it's what they know, and it feels safe. When this happens, your team is now officially playing not to lose, instead of playing to win, and there is a big difference. Simply put, 4DX gets an organization playing to win. Think of 4DX like an operating system for your computer. You need a powerful operating system to execute whatever program you choose to install. If the operating system isn't equal to the task, it doesn't matter how beautifully designed the program. It won't work consistently on your computer. Likewise, without an operating system for executing your goals, no matter how beautifully designed your strategy, it won't work consistently. Even if you achieve results, you won't be able to sustain them or surpass them year after year. 4DX ensures the precise and consistent execution of any goal you choose to install in your team or organization and creates a foundation for greater success in the future. One of the key reasons that 4DX works so powerfully is that it's based on timeless principles, and it's proven to work with virtually any organization in any environment. We didn't invent the principles of 4DX. We simply uncovered them and codified them. Others have used these same principles to effectively change human behavior in the service of a goal. In 1961, Jean Nydick of Queens, New York, was losing patience with dieting. She was uncomfortably overweight and found it difficult to stay on a diet. She failed to achieve her goal every time she tried. So when she decided to try a diet she obtained from the New York City Board of Health, she decided to try a new approach. She invited a few friends who were also fighting their weight to meet each week and check on each other. They set reasonable, bite-sized goals to lose a pound or two per week. They carefully monitored their intake of calories and gauged the amount of exercise they were getting. Over a period of about 2 years, they achieved their weight loss goals, and they did it together. Jean's Weight Loss Club continued to add members and, in 1963, incorporated as the Weight Watchers organization. Since then, Weight Watchers has grown into an international network of clubs with a product line of diet drinks, sugar substitutes, and publications. Jean Nidick said, "My little private club has become an industry." No other program has matched their record for helping large numbers of people maintain a healthy weight. The success of Weight Watchers is due to the same principles that underlie the four disciplines. Discipline 1, carefully focus on a clear lag measure, losing a certain amount of weight within a certain time frame, from X to Y by when. Discipline 2, acting on the high leverage lead measures of calorie intake and output through exercise, measures that participants can control. These lead measures are expressed in terms of points that are easily tracked. Discipline 3, regular scorekeeping and monitoring of lead measures and the lag measure. A compelling scoreboard engages people and keeps them on track towards a goal. And discipline 4, the cadence of accountability, the weekly meeting with others who have the same goal. They share stories, check the scoreboard, the scale, celebrate successes, and talk about lapses and what to do about them. Many participants say that the weekly weigh-in is the most motivating thing about the program. The principles underlying 4DX are universal and timeless. A conclusion we have confirmed again and again, working with some of the best companies in the world.
Section 2, installing 4DX with your team.